Ross Ulbricht was just another Bay Area young internet entrepreneur who may have fancied himself the next Mark Zuckerberg until October 1st, 2013, when federal agents apprehended him in a delicate sting operation to nab him while he was still logged onto his laptop under the alias Dread Pirate Roberts, the alleged mastermind behind Silk Road, an encrypted online marketplace that has become a facilitator for hundreds of millions of dollars in drug transactions. Ulbricht claims he's just a fall guy. While he started the online black market, he gave it up after just a few months. That's his story anyway. But the Silk Road trial began in Manhattan this week. Anupam Chander is author of The Electronic Silk Road, How the Web Binds the World Together in Commerce. He's also a law professor at the University of California, Davis. Professor, welcome.
Thank you very much, John.
How do you think this trial bears on the future of internet commerce?
Well, I think that this trial is important for the future of internet commerce. Since the dawn of the internet, people have been thinking about how to create a world that's free of terrestrial governments, free of the power of governments to constrain or limit what they do. And this has been kind of a libertarian fantasy. But at the same time, others have been scheming, I think, to utilize these tools to kind of create the perfect crime. And in this context, the crime would be to potentially, allegedly at least, to facilitate the sale of goods across the world. So this kind of commerce that we can imagine occurring across the world, where people who have drugs or other illegal goods or services can offer them to the world without anyone else able to track them down. So this perfect crime on this new electronic Silk Road makes possible kind of a future where we have a parallel world of lawlessness and commerce among criminals, basically.
Now, the state claims an interest in controlling the drug trade or intervening in the drug trade, but in law, and you know, law professors love to do these thought experiments, if you are the landlord who owns a room in which illegal transactions take place, if you don't know what's going on there and have nothing to do with that, are you committing a crime?
Well, in this case, I think if the allegations are as the Justice Department is bringing them, Mr. Ulbricht would, as the proprietor of this site, knew exactly what was happening on his site. So it's certainly true that if you run eBay, you know, there will be illegal things happening through the site. And so even on Amazon, an Apple, App Store, there'll be illegal things happening through their sites. But if you run a thieves market and know that it's the market used for thieves, and you facilitate the market's illegal transactions intentionally, then clearly you're complicit in the criminal activity there. And I don't think that will be much of an issue. As a legal matter, some people apparently have proposed that there's a federal law in the 1990s called the Communications Decency Act, a section of that, that they think insulates someone like Ross Ulbricht. But that law actually has an exception for a criminal activity. I don't think there's much in the way of the law that will protect Mr. Ulbricht if the government can show he was aware of what was happening on his site.
There was an enormous amount of Silk Road transaction taking place in Bitcoin. Did that enable the illegality from the government's perspective here in this case?
Absolutely. The perfect crime here is facilitated by the use of less traceable kinds of currencies. So the idea here is that we've got this new kind of electronic currency that has value in many contexts around the world, and we can use that as the medium of exchange in this new dark market. And so it makes it easier for people to think that they're entering into anonymous transactions online. Now, I don't think Bitcoin is responsible for any of this. Just like old-fashioned criminals used the greenback, we didn't then end paper money because of that. And so I wouldn't place the blame on Bitcoin.
How much is Ulbricht the culprit here in the sense that, you know, he's not a Cali cartel kingpin. He's more of just an enabler. I mean, you could start with a flick of the switch another Silk Road with an encrypted social media site on Tor, correct?
Absolutely. And other people have started up Silk Road 2 and now a Silk Road 3. So lots of people will see the opportunities to make money from running kind of site like this. Now, was he a Cali cartel kingpin or not? That's an open question. He didn't kind of, as far as the allegations go, engineer the growth and packaging of the products. But he was, the government made 52 purchases, according to its indictment, 51 of which were successful. So purchases for heroin, LSD, methamphetamines, et cetera, cocaine. And so if the government's allegation is correct, he was clearly facilitating an enormous market that would, you know, in his mind at least, rival that of the Cali cartel, et cetera, in terms of moving drugs.
Do you think he'll go do hard time here before we go?
I think it's likely. If I were a betting man, I would be betting against Mr. Ulbricht.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.